Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. And welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. It's a podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. And I'm your host, Caroline Moss. And I'm joined by my co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Sally Tamarkin, you're here. Was that you I saw on a TikTok this last week? Sally went mega vi.
It's kind of wild that like the last time I recorded with you, I was a nobody. And now I'm like so famous.
We did so much manifesting about like going to the awards, you know, 20 on six.
I feel like now, you know, maybe the Oscars
you can't go anywhere.
Were a distant goal. And now they're within, very much within reach just because of my newfound celebrity. So I was in New York City a couple weeks ago and I was walking.
Have you guys heard of that? It's the Big Apple.
Do you guys know about New York City? I was taking a walk through Washington Square Park because I was early to meet up with a couple of friends. And Washington Square Park.
Yeah.
There's a lot of activity there always. Like people are like skateboarding and vaping and, you know, playing hacky sack, whatever the kids do these days.
Yeah, it's 1997 and
kids are hacky sacking.
And we're hacky sacking.
Yeah. Will Smith's Summertime is playing.
Well, it's like, it's NYU's like quad.
Yeah. So people are hanging out smoking cigarettes, just being cool like young people in New York. And I was walking through the crowd and I saw someone taking a video, but – you know, I figure people are taking videos all the time, you know.
Constantly.
And also, like you said, it's like NYU's backyard. So, yeah, I was like, oh, is this some little like art student twerp who's like making a student film or something? Right. So then I think nothing of it. And a couple weeks pass and I get a message on Facebook from someone who used to listen to my old podcast, The Struggle Bus. And he's like, is this you? And I watched this TikTok. And it's a TikTok. It's like, in fact, it is an art student. It's a photography student who did a video about like colorful people, which is not what if she was doing a video about people who wear mostly gray and navy, I would have been in it. But I walked through the frame, but like in a big way. Like it's like if you're taking a photo on a trip, like you're a tourist and you're taking a photo of someone and someone walks through the frame. That's like exactly what I did. Because
it was almost as if a director was like, okay, Sally, like here's your mark. Like, will you hit your mark? Sally literally crosses the frame of the camera in a way that suggests Sally knew what she was doing. You did like a stride in front of the camera.
I know it does. It does look rehearsed, I have to say. And what went through my mind at that moment was, I'm not – like, I'm walking here. This is New York. No one gets out of anyone's way. Like, if there's a body on the ground, you just step over it. You know what I mean? So, and if you – I took a screenshot of, like, the split second I'm on camera, and it's – and I just look – I just imagine how you would look if, like, someone took a screenshot of like a still, just a split second of your face in the middle of you not paying attention to the fact that you're being photographed. So I look hilarious.
It's concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Where dreams are made of. So
I don't know that anyone also in the background of this movie crossed the camera in such a way that you did.
Like, in so dramatic a fashion.
It's a park full of people, but somehow Sally's the only one that manages to truly do a direct cross in front of this camera.
And a direct cross that looks like I'm about 5 inches from the person with the camera, which it didn't feel that way at the time, but it must have been.
Did you notice that that person was filming?
Yeah. Like I said, like I was like, oh, this person's filming, but they're probably just some like – people are always filming. It's like probably some art student who has to like turn in a short film about Sylvia Plath or something.
Yes. Sunday in the park with George and Sally in the park.
Right, exactly. But what's amazing, actually, what's more amazing than my incredible cameo is that if you watch the video, it's a photographer who is talking about – excuse me, sorry. I have to drink for my sippy cup.
No, no problem.
For listeners, I have a sippy cup. It's a photographer who's talking about how she has to go up to people for this project. She has to go up to colorful people and ask to take their pictures. And she's saying that in voiceover. And what you see, I don't know if you notice this, Caroline, but she's like,
oh, I noticed it.
She's doing like a full like back bend, but with both feet planted on the ground while taking a photo with a camera. It's unreal.
As someone who took photography in college, I can tell you, I had the same assignment. You know, they say one of the biggest things in photography class in college, and I wasn't in New York, I was in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, you got to get comfortable just going up to random people and being like, can I take your picture? And then you have to respect if they say no. So mm-hmm. You just have to, and that was her whole video. She was talking about like how excited she was that no one had said no. Everyone let her take their picture. But it was almost, and I know this is actually a compliment if Sally and I are saying, the way that she was posing with her camera was so Guffman-esque. It was like really like, you know, when you're taking a picture, like you crouch, right? You crouch, you get on different planes of the
– sure.
But she was like full gymnastics. She was like doing like one of those like back bends like to the floor. Like she was magic miking, and I can say that because I finally saw the movie.
Nice.
She was doing like moves.
Yeah, it was very like Cirque du Soleil.
And we're talking about the woman with the camera, not the people she was photographing.
Right, exactly.
She, with the camera, was doing like a back bend, like a split, like to get the right angle. And I was like, they did not teach me that at the University of Massachusetts.
They didn't teach a lot of people that. And it was funny too, because the person that she was photographing was sitting there completely still, and she, the photographer.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
It was great. So between that and my walk on Cameo, my walk through Cameo. Maybe, Caroline, can you link to it in the show notes so that people can see what the hell we're talking about?
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to link to it. And I also want everyone to comment. Wait, is that G-Thanks podcast? So Sally DeMarkin. let's take the focus off this photographer and put the focus back where it belongs, on us.
Right. And by the way, just like side note, like it's when I was looking at it, it had like 70,000 views. Does TikTok show?
Yeah, it went
it's like,
pretty.
It's not like you know, a major,
like 108 views, like some of my stuff gets when I post pictures of Lottie on my personal Instagram. No. We're getting to the point where people are recognizing Sally. You can't leave your house. It's been difficult for you.
I know. I have to, like, I wear dark sunglasses. I wear a baseball cap. I check in under fake names in different cities just to throw people off.
Hallie Pamarkin is here to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. Your table is ready. I love that. And you know what? Honestly, you're also infiltrating dreams, because the first thing I told you when I woke up this morning was that I had a dream about you and Andrea, where we were. So my video is being bad. I'm just going to turn the video off. My sound is fine.
You froze for me, both video and audio, but now you're back.
Okay. You know, never a dull moment. Mm-hmm. So I had a dream that we were all at some like the only thing I remember, I don't know where we were until someone said in Arizona fall comes in July, which I know is not true.
I was like, wait, is that right? That's wild.
No, I'm making up facts in my dream. But you and Andrea came to visit me in Arizona, where I of course live. And
sure.
And we all wanted to go on this roller coaster, but it was Christmas. The main point mm-hmm. of this that I thought was so funny was that Andrea went on this trip with you to Arizona sure. to visit me in my home city of Arizona.
Arizona's Caroline Moss, we always
in
say.
Phoenix. You're going to put me on the Arizona
constantly
state flag. And I'm like, oh, guys, don't do it. Is that you guys, in your relationship, you had one rule about this trip, which was that Andrea made you sign a contract saying that when you got to Arizona, you would unpack the car. And she had you sign a contract that was like, don't do it. I will sue you. And we were waiting.
Andrea and I are very litigious as individuals. So we have a lot of contracts in our relationship. You do. We get them notarized.
It's the only way. It's right. Exactly. It's
instead of going
way.
To couples therapy, we go to a couples notary public.
We go to a couples lawyer. Two couples lawyers and a couples notary for public. Right. We just go to the FedEx shipping store down the street for couples therapy.
Constantly. Date night.
We were like waiting in line for this roller coaster. And Andrea was also in line. And Andrea was like, Sally, I need the car unpacked. And you were like, okay, I got it. And so we skipped our place in line so that you could unpack the car. So that Andre wouldn't sue you. It was so funny because it's like one of those things and hey, you guys ever dreamed before? Everything makes total sense when you're dreaming it. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, no, this makes
Caroline,
sense.
Caroline, is this podcast getting too niche? Because we talked about New York City and now we're talking about dreams. And I think we should pick things that people can relate to.
Look, I know that a lot of people don't dream, okay? And I know a lot of people dream of New York City. And I'm here to tell sure. you what I dream of is my friends suing each other if they don't unpack the car. And I think that's important. I hope people come out of the woodwork after this and go, I also dream. Or like, no, my partner and I have been going to a notary republic for years. This is weird that you guys are joking about it.
By the way, you just said Notary Republic, which makes me think like of a storefront where you can like shop for different kinds of notary publics.
Actually,
like they're all just there.
My band name is Notary Republic.
It's so good.
Notary Public.
I can't wait to tell Andre about this because
she's gonna get ideas.
Packing and unpacking the car. Yeah. Because packing and unpacking the car is a topic of like discussion because we have a division of labor around it because I'm one of those people who throws things in and then just tries to like I'm just like, well, I guess I'll just sit on the lid of the trunk to get it to close.
Yeah, measure never cut like, forever.
Measure never cut forever. Whereas Andre is like, you know, there is a way of doing this where you take 35 extra seconds and everything fits properly and nothing like breaks or gets lost.
Sorry. So I don't think you have 35 seconds. Have we not seen the TikTok? Sally is famous.
I can't spare that.
We cannot spare 35 seconds. Yeah. I
might have another walk on.
This is going to give her ideas. I can tell you. She's going to get ideas. And there's going to be a contract on your desk by the end of this episode playing.
By start of business tomorrow or whatever.
Andrea is
going to
contact your notary republic and there's going to be a signed sealed. You're going to get served with papers by the cats. The cats are going to be like, Sally, you've been served. And that's going to be
Miles going to come in with a little tie and glasses and a pen behind his ear.
Like when people put their pets in weddings and they tie like the ring bearer to stuff the rings to like a box on the dog's back or whatever, this will be your cats just carrying paperwork.
Right. Just strapped, just like 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper.
I love that. Anyway, it was a great dream. I woke up and
I'm glad I was in your dream.
Oh,
that's
Phoenix.
I feel like I'm glad that I made an appearance because I just feel like once you start making cameos in TikToks. You start making cameos in people's brains.
That's right.
And
Sally had
it's
a
great.
Walk-on cameo in my subconscious.
Yeah, I love it.
And it was just, it was very funny. And I just kind of remember the real takeaway was that everyone present, Kiana and Rachel were there also.
Oh, nice.
Everyone present was just like, oh, yeah, Andrea and Sally have a lot of contracts and therefore we don't want Sally to get sued. And Andrea would be kind of like, and it was like, no one thought Andrea was like, kooks for doing this. Like she,
yeah.
Like it was just like, oh yeah, no, Andrea's contracts. And then,
yeah.
And it was also like,
that's
Andrea was so passive about it. She kept being like, well, I don't want Sally to get sued, even though she was the one that would have,
she was the one
doing the
suing. That's incredible.
I know, it was really funny. Anyway, you know, if you haven't turned the show off by now, because listening about people's dreams is truly the worst way to spend the first 13 minutes of a podcast.
Only if the dream is bad. And I feel like that was a really good one.
Sally, star of the dream, says the dream was good. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So last time we got sidetracked, we had this whole entire plan and topic. And we got sidetracked because by the end of the episode, we had become points days. And have you given any more thought to becoming a points day?
I actually haven't. I was listening back to the episode and I was like, yeah, I still feel like it's probably not for me.
Okay.
But I'm like fully prepared to support you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something that you would be really good at and I can just sort of live vicariously through you.
So the big takeaway, this is just a points report and then we're going into what was supposed to be the episode we had actually recorded, we had wanted to record in person. My update is that a great piece of advice I had gotten from the Facebook thread was like, pick a dream vacation or like a dream way to spend those points benefits instead of and reverse engineer it. Like how many points do you need to go on this vacation? You know, how much time would it take? Like what are you going to spend and how are you going to put money on the – and using that method has actually made it a lot more fun rather than like, I just have to max collect every point I can. It's like, how many points do I need to go on a vacation that I want to go on? And, you know, what cards can I use to do that? And how long is it going to take me? And then
that's great. What great advice.
Isn't that great advice?
Yeah. So did you like price out a vacation?
I did.
Or how did you? Okay.
I did. I priced out a vacation, you know, just sort of like two different vacations, like two different vacation vibes. One is like sort of
one to Arizona for house hunting.
One to Arizona for house hunting. And they're like, Mayor Moss, you have to come back to Arizona. And I'm like, I got it. I'm coming. You know, it's hard to keep up multiple residences. Like, you know, I'm also an honest politician. I'm not like half of these politicians saying they live somewhere, but it's actually just like a P.O. box and some, you know,
no,
I'm
you
honest.
Care
I'm care.
The great state of Arizona.
And that's my slogan. You get it. You've been in my campaign office. You get it. Yeah, I did two different trips. I mapped out something that would get me to like an all-inclusive sort of like lay on the beach like a starfish and don't move for a week vibe. And then I picked
one that
was sort of out of my comfort zone, but seemed very appealing, which is a week-long luxury train trip through the Swiss Alps.
Sorry.
I know. That's exactly
that
how
sounds
I felt.
Amazing.
That's
I
the
love
one I think
trains.
Really cool. Me too. Choo choo.
Choo-choo-choo. That's our greeting. That's how train heads greet each other.
Yeah. Everyone who is a Thomas the Tank head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought that sounded really fun, something I would never do. But if I had points, I would do it because it would be like a learning experience of a vacation. So in my mind, in the last couple of weeks, I'm like, maybe, you know, when I take my next vacation that is like sort of my go-to, like a resort sort of hotel beach pool vibe, I just pay for that with money to get more points, and then my goal is like in a year to take this like absolutely like luxury railroad. It just looked so when you really let yourself go with Google and you start looking things up that you're like, I didn't know this existed. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, now I get why people like are obsessed with travel and are like, that sounds silly, but I guess when I think about travel, like my ethos is always like beach, pool, like food, hotel. I don't really mm-hmm. think beyond that because I'm like, okay, what's my favorite way to relax? But mm-hmm. but points would be a fun way to see the world. So catch me on a train through the Swiss Alps in like a year.
I love that. I'm really excited about that.
So isn't that a fun way to think about it though? Like plan, reverse engineer that way.
It seems much less stressful than just being like, oh my God, I have to accrue as many points. And then the thing is you get stressed out about like how you're going to spend them. And you're like, should I do it? You know, you have to figure out your strategy. It's like a whole thing.
And getting stressed out about like max value. Right. And a bunch of people said that on the thread though, because I had announced in the Facebook group, I was like, this is my new personality. I'm a points guy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were like, if you are someone who obsesses very easily, and I was like, my hand like shot up and I was like, yes, I'm listening. They were like, it can be really overwhelming and thus not that much fun to stress out about like, oh my gosh, I used the wrong card when I went to get gas. And now this like threw off my entire strat. They were like, pick up a vacation, reverse engineer the points, and your goal can be like, you only want to spend like 25% of what it would normally cost to take this trip cash.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. So I will keep everybody posted.
Great advice.
But today's episode is about the cosification of a home.
Yes.
The things we buy to cosify. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know it was going to rhyme. The casa. and it's a little bit of a throwback to an episode of yore. Long, long time ago, one of my favorite Etsy artists, she does, and I have a million of them and they're sitting actually right next to me. She does like custom home paintings, but as a way to sell things that can be meaningful to everybody, but in the same sort of style, she does like renderings of kitchens from like Nancy Meyers movies and like houses stuff. And my office is covered in them. And one of her recommendations was changing out your light bulbs from like, even if you're not doing like fluorescent, a lot of light bulbs are like way too harsh, way too bright, especially like the LED ones that are like, we save you energy, but then it's like, you also live in a doctor's office.
Grocery store, yeah.
With soft pink lighting, which sounded to me like a thing I wasn't going for. But then when I did it, I was like, oh, this is excellent. You know, what else can I do? And so that led me to sort of think like, this is something Sally and I should talk about. Because no one wants a home to feel sterile. No one wants a home to not feel cozy, I always say. So this episode is about all the things that we have bought or we're looking into buying to cosify our homes. And I'm going to let you start. Tell me a little bit about your cozy journey.
Well, sorry. I actually want to talk about lighting first because to me, I feel like that's kind of the biggest thing you can do. And I think it kind of depends on like what things you notice and what things bother you. I think plenty of people like maybe have like that bright white light and like don't care, don't notice, whatever. And then like I know there are other people who like are really into pillows, for example, and I'm not really a pillow head, although I am going to talk about two different pillows today. Well, so I just
when
think
they say they're not a pillow head, but they're going to talk about two different pillows today. Okay. Yes.
They're a 10, but they say they're not a pillow head, but then they talk about pillows anyway.
They're a 20. Yes.
I just think that lighting can be like the difference between a space that's really nice to be in and really unpleasant to be in. And then there's also the thing that complicates it for me is that like function is a thing you have to figure out.
Totally.
So for example, like I think that like my ideal lighting scheme is impossible because it's like very bright, but very warm. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, you kind of, once you get to a certain level of brightness, you kind of have to trade off the warmth. But here is my solution that has worked really well so far. The Hue, Philips Hue light bulbs,
yeah,
that, or I guess you can also, you can buy any brand, but they're smart bulbs and they come with an app. And so basically what you can control the, not just like the brightness, but the colors. So you can do like fun, you can do like yesterday like I had the spring. Yeah, I had like spring blossom on and the lights were like kind of a soft pink, or you can do Savannah sunset and they're like kind of orangey, or they can, it's like,
wow,
there's ones where it'll like create a scene for you. And it's like, and it'll be like blood moon, you know, that kind of thing.
That's so like, but, cool.
Yeah. It's very, they're very evocative, but the thing I love most is that you can pull up a color wheel and just choose like a really warm orangey yellow. And you know, and then you turn up the brightness and it's just really cozy. So we have them, I mean, they're expensive, you know what I mean? So we have two in the living room and two in our bedroom. I would love to have them in every single place that you can have lighting in our home, but it would just be like wildly expensive.
When you say expensive, how much like per bulb and how often do you need to change them out?
I've never had to change it. I don't think that's like a thing you have to do.
Yeah, light bulbs, a thing you definitely don't have to change has been the long standing slogan of light bulbs.
Well, you guys know light bulbs, right? No, but I don't think you have to change hues though.
Never?
Like I don't think so. I mean, I've never had to.
Like they're not like filament. I guess they're not filament because they run on an app. They're.
I guess what we're discovering is that I really don't know how lights work. So you can buy. So for example, I'm looking on Amazon right now, yeah, and there's like a bulb, a single bulb that's $14.
One swinging bulb in the middle of a
cord.
Exactly.
There's a two pack for $90. So I don't. I'm like not totally clear. Honestly, I probably should have looked this up. I don't understand what the price differential is. But when I say it's expensive, what I mean is that like it's not like buying light bulbs. You know, you go to the store and you buy a couple of light bulbs.
You're buying like a scheme. But I also think the buying structure of one for 14, two for 90 is really good. And I think that's going to go places.
My advice on that is to just buy them separately and don't buy them.
But if you want to buy two for 90, then you'll get the points and you'll be that much closer.
That's a great point.
You and your train can ride up against me and my train in Switzerland.
That's so true.
But one for 14, two for 90.
But I guess you're
losing me at you're not buying light bulbs, because everything else sort of leads me to believe I am buying light bulbs.
Well, wait, what do you mean?
No, well, you were like, you're not buying light bulbs. You're buying a Hue light bulb.
because I don't think you replace them. I think you just buy it once.
I need you to Google that. And but also if it's wrong, I'm keeping it in because it's just so funny. Okay.
Do you have to replace Hue bulbs? Well, it looks like I'm not the first one to wonder that. With an average lifespan of 25,000 hours, a Philips Hue light bulb will not need replacing anywhere near as often. Exactly how often you will need to change depends on how many hours it is used a day, but it can last up to 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So
as my parents would say, who cares? I'll be dead. And that's
amazing.
That's what growing up with Brian and Trish is like. So when you say you don't have to change them, I mean, that really 25 years is basically, yeah, you don't have to change.
You don't have to change them. Yeah. I mean, so we've had ours we moved into this house it's like 4.5 years ago, and we've had them since soon after we moved in, and we've never changed any of them.
Well, I mean, then that $14 makes sense, but what makes even more sense is two for 90, because you're getting, that's a deal of a lifetime. I mean, even when you really do
you're paying for the convenience
of never changing it, and I'll pay a lot of money for that. No, it's a good deal. 2 for $90 is a good deal. And Andrea is going to whip out the contract and be like, we actually have it here that you're not allowed to do the 2 for $90 deal.
You. There's a separate contract just for that.
25. Okay. But I got to say, okay, 25 years divided by, okay. But let's say you're only using one Philips bulb and you did the 2 for $90 deal, right? So that's 50 years yeah. of light. So 50 yeah. divide. Okay. 50 years is 50 times 52. Okay. So that's 2,600 weeks. Divided by 90. Carry the one.
I'm also looking at a 4-pack for $165.
I don't think so this is the answer, but we're talking about less than, you know, we're talking about cents a day, probably less than that. So the 90 yeah. 4-pack for 100?
165.
Okay, they need to like go back to the drawing table and figure this out.
I know. Well, you know what it is? I think that when we got these, there weren't this many options. So I was like, oh yeah, it's $25 a bulb. But I'm now seeing there's a lot of different kinds of bulbs and there's also different packages. Like you can get them with like Alexa compatibility and all this other stuff. Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're smart. They're like smart yeah. or they have the app and then they have – I got that. And you can also like – right, because these are the bulbs that you can – like program. So if you want the outdoor, your outdoor light to go on when the sun sets and go off when the sun, you know what I mean? Like you can just program all of that.
I don't know if, yeah, well, the programming thing might be a thing that when you spend more money and buy one of these kits. Is in it 2 for $90?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It comes, because there's like ones with motion sensors, ones with dimmers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, maybe actually you can program mine. I've just never done it. But anyway, they're amazing. And they're really fun for like, you know, if you wanted to like do like kind of red and purple lights mm-hmm. on like Valentine's Day, you know, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Theme lighting, which we sometimes do if we're watching a movie. We're like, ooh, let's put on like a dim blue light. It's just fun. And it just feels really cozy.
It gives me Yule log vibes, which is like one of my favorite things yeah. to do. I literally – and it's one of my like weird, just like a weird thing about me. I love putting the Yule log on my TV, not the one that plays Christmas music because mm-hmm. it's February and the Christmas music one comes back in November. But like during the day while I'm working, there are those ambient videos, right? We talked about mm-hmm. that. And I like putting mm-hmm. the Yule log on. It's like little cracklies while I work. And it's like, no, it's not mm-hmm. giving me any warmth. It's a TV, but it's kind of nice.
Atmo.
My main question is, and like, forgive me if this is judgmental, but like, are we, I think if I were going to be a Hue head, if I had mm-hmm. the $90 to be a Hue head times two,
yeah,
times two head, you really have to like, does the manual say like, hey, for this scheme, like press these buttons? Because I'm a throw out the manual kind of gal. I throw out the bathwater with the manual, you know?
It's totally not a you do not need to learn anything. Like you open the app and it's basically like
– Oh, that's right. It's all about the app.
Yeah. You open the app and you just like, you know, click around a few things and see what you like. It's like – it's very intuitive. There's truly nothing to learn.
Okay.
The other thing is there are other smart bulbs out there, and I think that – you should just – one should read reviews because I think you can get them cheaper than Philips, but then you might have to, you know, deal with an app that's maybe a little jankier, but maybe you don't care about that. But the point is, even if it's not the Philips Hue, just smart bulbs is the rack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I was out here just saying just don't buy such a high wattage of a bulb.
Well, that's something too, I think. But I accidentally – actually something where in our relationship where a contract would have come in really handy is I bought light bulbs in bulk from the Beige. And I accidentally bought like a palette of really, really bright, really white, really harsh And we're kind of like a lamp family. Like, we don't use a ton of overhead lighting. Yes. If we don't have to, but there are some parts of our home where it's just, you have to use the overhead lighting, for example, the kitchen. Mm. And so it truly is like a grocery store doctor's office in there. And I feel like Andrea should have gotten my signature so she could sue me for that error, because
why didn't you just return them? Because sometimes returning is like, it's like a whole
thing.
It's
a lot of work.
It's like, no, I live in a doctor's office now. This,
I'm just going to suffer for as long as these last.
Exactly. Which might be forever. Exactly.
Yeah.
Notoriously, light bulbs don't need to be changed. Everyone's always saying that about light bulbs.
That's the whole thing about light bulbs. They don't need to change them.
Fluorescent lighting would, is honestly the thing that I think this world could, we could eliminate all fluorescent lighting. And
yeah, let's just get rid of it.
I think wars would end. I think people would find more love in their hearts. Like, there is nothing. There's no. I don't try clothes on in the store anymore because, like, I feel like online shopping has made it so that I don't have to do that. And also, I don't like being in like a small room. But like, mm-hmm. At the height of online shop, or at the height of like in-store shopping, like when I was, you know, in high school and college or whatever. Like, there was nothing that could ruin a day more than, like, going into a TJ Maxx, putting something – and being, like, from 7 feet away, seeing, like, a weird errant hair on your face and being like, brutal. Wait a minute. Like,
brutal.
And it's like, do you guys not want to sell clothes? Like,
right,
it's
exactly.
In your best interest to make this an experience where everything I see myself in the mirror is the most amazing thing I've ever put on. And in TJ Maxx, they're actually, like – this is your nightmare. And I really feel like fluorescent lighting, like the elimination of fluorescent lighting, could save humanity.
Save lives.
In a way
it could
that
save lives.
It could save lives. And I think we've never really tried that before. And I'd like to see us try. Honestly, just try.
Let's just try. What do we lose by trying?
What do we lose
I'm
by
now
trying?
Imagining an operating room where a surgeon is operating in like warm, dim yellow light.
Has the crackling Yule log on and is like, give me the Sahara sunset, please. And then like there's just one like, you know, I don't know. I didn't even watch Grey's Anatomy, so I'm not even a doctor. There's just one like surgery guy, doctor number two, the number two in the room, whose like job is like not handing him the scalpel, not dressing wounds, but just sitting there with the Philips Hughes
the
app.
Lighting scheme.
And it's just, you
there's
know.
A special residency program after medical school for just doing lighting schemes.
I love that.
Oh yeah, I'm a surgery lighting scheme resident. I'm doing a residency in cardiology lighting schemes.
I'm actually a lighting director. Oh, you know, what productions have you worked on? Oh, it's like Mount Sinai Hospital. I did my residency at NYU. That was so competitive. There were people who just had legacies of lighting director in their family, lighting directors in their families. They got in, but I ended up going to Mount Sinai. trying to go to Cornell, you know, for my next stint. Yeah, you're right. That's like,
it's so competitive for medical lighting.
Oh my gosh. Like you have to go to medical school for like 12 years to be like, can we do rainforest late June, 5 p.m. ahead of thunderstorm? And they're like, got it, doctor. And then they're like, bleep, bloop, blop. And it's like the perfect, I think I could be a doctor.
We're on to something. This is why they say medicine is both an art and a science.
Yes.
Is because a lot of it has to do with the lighting scheme.
Look, if we're talking about job creation, we just created a lot of jobs. And
so many jobs.
And now I'm a doctor. And you're a famous TikToker who's turning into a doctor.
We've like manifested so amazingly just in the last few weeks. I'm really proud of us.
I mean, really, like the way that things go every time – If you're new here or if you were never paying really attention to what we were saying, like so much Sally and I talk about like 2 days later ends up being in the news. Like all the pickleball stories started here. And they started after we did our episode about pickleball.
We spoke
you.
That all into existence.
And now if I get to the New York Times tomorrow and I flip past, you know, the 19-page in defense of J.K. Rowling screed. and ignore that and just go to the middle of the paper where they're talking about like a new residency, you know, experimented at like Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just lighting directors in doctor's offices. I'll never doubt my power
surprised.
Again. I wouldn't either.
Never. Never.
What else did
everyone
we do
be
that
sure
was
to buy
so...
the paper tomorrow? Well, we got like HBO and Hulu to like, what was it? Like I said, I didn't watch Hulu and you said you didn't watch HBO or something. And then they both like closed or something. I don't know.
I said the only reason I would ever stop subscribing to Hulu is if they took Housewives off. And then literally 2 days later, they were like, Housewives are all moving to Peacock, NBC's streaming app. Therefore, it won't be on Hulu anymore. And I was like, I have been streaming Housewives on Hulu for like 13 years. And 2 days after I said, they're testing me. They're testing my loyalty. And
no, it's true.
I stopped subscribing to Hulu because I go to Peacock now.
They tried to call your bluff, and you know what? And they, you did not. You were not bluffing.
I was not bluffing. I will never bluff about something like that.
You will never bluff. No.
Okay, so lighting scheme wise, I love that. I am a little concerned that you are so determined to use a palette of beige light bulbs because you just made a mistake. Have we thought about Buy Nothing Group? Have we thought about just, you know,
that's a such
quote
a
unquote
good...
cutting
no,
our losses?
I haven't.
Why are you using? You're like, we hate this lighting. It stresses us out. Unfortunately, I made one mistake because you're a measure never cut forever. And
yeah,
you saw the word light bulbs and you thought that was the last thing you had to think about. This is it.
This is the only thing. This is gonna the only decision I have to make for the next 25 years. So. Whatever.
But like,
yeah, I don't
stressful.
Know. You're right. I should have done it by nothing. I think it's my personality and I don't know what that means, but I know it to be true.
Instead of being like, so, I made a mistake, no, I'm going to pivot back around. You're like, I didn't make a mistake. I meant to do this. And
these
are our light bulbs.
No, I'm like, I fucked up because of Measure Never Cut Forever. I blew it. Returning things is too annoying. So I'm going to punish myself by subjecting myself to suffering in this grocery store lighting until these burn out in 25 years.
You are going to be like 107 and it's going to be the last bulb. And you're going to be like, Andrea, it's the last bulb. And Andrea's like, you owe me $6 million because I sued you in 2023 for this. And
she's going to sue me for emotional damages for sure.
For sure. Have you thought about like, okay, so a new thing I've been seeing on Reels is the idea of people stopping using, you know, a lot of, you even said it, like in living rooms and bedrooms, people just forgo overhead lighting altogether. Even if it's wired to do it, they put lamps in. Mm-hmm. People are putting lamps in their kitchens now, like just putting lamps in the kitchen. It's very Nancy Myers-esque. Of course, the people I see doing it on Reels, a lamp on the counter looks so chic and normal. And then I put a lamp on our counter and it looks like you left the lamp on the counter. Like put it back where it belongs.
Right. Yeah, totally.
But I'm wondering if that might be a good solution for you as you try to avoid the fact that you have fluorescent overhead lighting in your kitchen.
That would be really pleasant. But here's the thing. Like I am already stressed out about all the things on our counters in the kitchen because we have a lot of stuff. Like Andrea has all of her baking stuff. I have all my coffee stuff. You know, it's just like a lot of shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think I can deal with like another thing. And also it's like, who the hell do I think I am putting a lamp in my kitchen?
Yeah, who the hell?
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like that just seems like something you have to like earn aesthetically. Mm. So, oh wait, I wonder, can you hear Andrea's hair dryer right now?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. But I do like the idea, but it does make me wonder like, what is the right, where would it go? What's the right look? I don't know. I'm getting stressed out.
Yeah. I can tell that your blood pressure is rising.
Please just let me spend $90 on my two fluorescent light bulbs and go about my business.
Yeah, just go get your vitamin D for the day, aka stand under the, is that vitamin D, the sun?
The sun, yeah.
Yeah, go stand in your kitchen. You'll get enough of it. You're going to have to wear sunscreen in your kitchen.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too yesterday, how I was supposed to start doing that because I left my house. One of the rare moments I left my house and I was like, oh, shoot, I'm supposed to be wearing sunscreen for our conversation.
You have to. I need you to start doing that. Do you leave the house without feeding the cats? Do you leave the house
never
without your underwear on? I mean, really?
Well,
okay. Without your pants on? Without your glasses?
No, yeah, I know. I do. No, I wear all these things. I wear underwear, pants, and glasses. Oh.
I'm an underwear, pants, and glasses head. And everyone knows that about Sally.
And everyone knows it.
I think we got to start with the sunscreen. It's my mission.
Yeah, I got to do it. I'm going to do it.
I will sue you if you don't.
I don't want to give myself too aggressive of a goal, but what if we said that by 2025, I'm going to start wearing sunscreen? Yeah. So it gives me a little bit of time to kind of ramp up.
By the time we sort of swap out most gas cars for electric, Sally will start wearing sunscreen twice a week.
Yeah. Maybe what we do is we time it to the Hue light bulb replacement. And so that's how I remember that I have to do it.
That's right. Or you could just say without sunscreen, live 14 years. With sunscreen, live 90 years. And you could just.
That's such a good way. You're so right. Oh my God. You're so right.
Look, that one for 14, two for 90. I mean, that's the kind of lemonade stand math I can't resist. I love totally. When kids give me a deal. It's like $2 for $3 or $4 for $10. And I'm like, well, I got to get the four because who's going to say no to that?
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
I really want to try like a smart bulb for outdoor lighting. I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Yeah.
And go in the complete opposite. Oh, I'm actually like having a thought right now because the thing that I'm going to show you lighting wise is I bought these battery powered lamps.
Interesting.
I have rechargeable batteries, so it is still okay environmentally. But let me send you a link. They're really pretty. Someone asked if it was vintage, and I was like, no, it's Amazon.
Oh, is this? Did you post this on?
I did. The green Instagram? Glass.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Those were awesome.
They're
I looked
so
at those.
Cute, and they run on batteries. But now I'm wondering. You know, they send you a bulb and you plug the bulb in. But I want. Could you put a Hue bulb into something like that?
I do think you can put them in any normal. I think you just have to check that, like, what do you have to check on light bulbs? Like the watts to make sure you're not doing.
But here's my question about the Hue bulbs. Do they run on electricity or are they their own thing? Because they have an
app.
You're
asking me.
These are hard questions
about science. These are hard questions. These are hard science questions.
Any women in STEM know how light bulbs work?
Please let us know.
Women,
please call in right now. Yes,
STEM,
first caller.
First caller, yes. Please, we want to know. Okay, I sent you the link. So these are these rechargeable battery operated table lamp. This could go in your kitchen. Cordless lamps
so
for home decor. Battery powered nightlight with LED bulb with timer. Decorative lights. I bought one for the kitchen to see how we'd like it. And then I bought four after I decided, yes, I like it. Instead of string lights outside by the hot tub, what I've decided is I am going to place four of these light things around the hot tub. That's going to be the lighting scheme. And I'm excited about that. But they're really cute. And someone was like, oh my gosh, that looks like an antique. And I was like, no.
They do.
It's not.
And it looks like – so wait, is there one that's like – there's one that has kind of a – yellow tinge. Oh,
yeah.
The other one's green.
There's a green. I got the green one. I think it just kind of gives off. I don't really see a difference in like the kind of light it's giving off, but
and it takes double A's, right?
It takes double A's. Yeah, and it's on a timer, so if you just keep the on switch on, it is on for 6 hours, off for 18. So you can, and then you can also turn it off and on as you please. But if you just left it on, you could time it out so it's like it goes on at, you know, 11 p.m. around the hot tub and it turns off, you know, when the sun comes up. But I really like it, and it gives me a Nancy Myers in the kitchen kind of feel.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's like stylish, cute.
It
I
is.
Love it. I could see myself buying between one and six of these.
I'm looking at the Hue light bulbs. Wow, the pricing on this is all over the place.
It's all over the map. Right now you see why I was like saying all kinds of things that didn't make any sense.
Now you can see why I was lying. yeah, but I'm also just trying to wonder like, okay, yes, they are clearly light bulbs. They are run on electricity, but they also have app compatibility. It's just works with Alexa. I think I'm going to have to become a Hue head. That just might have to be my calling
in life. That would be great because then you could also come back and explain it to me and everyone since I don't seem to understand how lights work.
Ooh, looking at lights, I just have to give a shout. I don't know if this will be the case by the end of the week, so I will put this on Facebook. But I have these motion sensor lights in my closet. So I do like these like strip lights because my I don't really have like a light in the closet. And I bought that. There's like a pack of four for $60. But right now on Amazon, it's on sale for $25.
Oh, that's quite a discount.
That is a deal. And they just have a USB charger. And it's really – here, I'm going to send you the
– Wait, they have
– Yeah, I'm going
to
send
you – You have to charge them?
Yeah, they are rechargeable lights. So they have a magnet strip and you put – it's like kind of like command strip but magnets, if you've ever heard of that. If you've heard of a magnet.
Yeah.
I'm putting this in the chat so you can see it. And you just – when they –
I've heard of magnets.
Because they're motion sensored and they live in like dark spaces, it actually takes a while for them to run down the charge. But then when you just need to charge them, you charge them like anything else.
25 years.
And
ooh, under cabinet lights. I've always wanted under cabinet lighting.
Well, right now they're 58% off and there's another 10% off coupon. So I paid $63 for, let's see how many came with this. Let's see. I think it came with, you should put this in your kitchen. This can be the answer.
This really could be. This light does look nice.
It's really nice.
Like it looks kind of warm.
It's definitely warm. Okay, so this is a one pack. Let's see. If you just need one, this is a really good deal. If you need two, the deal is not. And then, oh, okay. So right now they're doing... You can get two of these for $50 instead of two of these for $75. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Pretty, pretty good.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Anyway, I love stuff like this because I find... you know what it is? Do you remember we had that conversation a few weeks ago that was like the things that we thought, I think the griddle was the thing that came up under this for, it's like, there's an easier way to live, but you just don't know about it because you've never
totally
done it. This is one of those things. It's like in my 1980s, 1990s brain, I'm like, you can't have lighting in your closet unless you call an electrician. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a light bulb in there, you can't have lighting. But of course, and then you think a little bit and you're like, oh, actually there are rechargeable lights on magnet strips and you can just literally stick them under the thing, which is about as much engineering as I am capable of doing. And then you have light in your closet and then the whole world sort of changes. I would like to see you become a rechargeable under cabinet lighting head.
Yeah, I could see myself getting into it. I could see, like, especially when you I've been known to go downstairs and like get a snack in the middle of the night and it's always a buzzkill to have to turn on my grocery store lighting overhead, but
yeah,
if I just had the
sort of kills the vibe.
It does, yeah. So I like it. I could see myself getting into it.
You actually love waking up in the middle of the night, going downstairs and actually pretending you're in a grocery store. And
it's my favorite
and then
thing.
Picking
I have a little
snacks.
Cart.
Yeah, exactly.
A shopping cart.
And then Andrea checks you out. No, the cats do. The cats sit at a
the
little
cats
register.
Do. Miles and Manny, one's a cashier and one's a bagger.
One's a bagger. Yeah. Who would be the cashier though? Who do you think is better with money?
I think Miles.
Oh, Manny's so upset when you said that. I'm going to tell him.
I know. But I think really he doesn't want to be burdened with too much responsibility. So I think he might be insulted, but ultimately know that it's right.
It's like insulted just like an ego thing. Because if you exactly. were like, okay, Manny, like you can be the cashier. You'd be like, I don't want to be the cashier. I get it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to do that.
I get it. That's Kevin. For sure. That's Kevin. Lottie would just be like, neither. I don't know. She'd be the the taste tester out in the deli section. We sent her to boarding this past weekend because we were away, and she boarding is essentially her and her little best friend from her hiking group, and apparently her best friend does not have any interest in human food, and they were not used to having a dog around who would clean the floors for them, and Lottie was like, I will pay my keep.
That's incredible. I feel like that's really uncommon for a dog not to be into human food. Isn't that dog's
whole
thing? Oh,
yeah. They were like, yeah, it's really weird. He does not really – like they could drop like a hamburger on the floor and he would be like – he's just very timid. Their dog is so timid and like so sweet. And Lottie just like sees no danger, you know, has no trauma. I don't know like what Koufax has been through in his lifetime. But Lottie is like, what could go wrong if I eat this huge hamburger off the floor? This – could not. The other day I would literally scream, not at her, but just in general, because I opened up a bag of peanut M&Ms and they like flew everywhere. And Lottie was like, yeah. And I was like, this will kill you. Oh, we can't do it.
Don't do it, Lottie. We love you.
We want you to live. I am so perplexed by Hue light bulbs now.
I know. We need to launch an investigation.
We need to launch an investigation, such as, are these actually light bulbs? Electricity ? 25 years ? 2 for $90. Do you use
someone
the
in
Alexa?
The Facebook group?
Oh, what? Tell me.
Someone in the Facebook group, I swear, will like know and like have this information.
Of course. We have thousands, if not millions, of hashtag women in STEMs in that Facebook group, thems and STEMs. And who know how things work. But I guess my question is, and also, if you guys are pretending you know the answers to all this, you're lying. I know you don't. Because it's like, I wouldn't have thought before recording this episode, I didn't know sort of the basics of light bulbery. But now I'm like, do they use electricity? Yeah, we have questions, you know?
It's a rude awakening to realize you don't know how everyday things work.
Yeah, it's a rude awakening to know missed that day in science in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I know you haven't watched Megan yet because I would have heard from you. So I'm still waiting on
that.
But yeah, I haven't watched Tar yet, so I get it.
Okay, good. Phew.
In terms of sentient androids, do you use the Alexa feature on your Hue light bulbs?
We don't really use Alexa or Siri. It does kind of freak me out, but I say that as someone who has taken no measures to do anything to prevent.
Yeah.
Any sort of like privacy invasions or intrusions. So it's just like, for whatever reason, it feels like a step too far for me personally, but I know that that's not like rational per se.
I just am always so jealous of people who, I just don't trust myself to like set it up correctly, but I'm always jealous of people who are like, Alexa, kitchen light. And then it's like, woo. And I'd be like, Alexa, kitchen light. But then the bathroom light would go on and I'm like,
the toilet would flush. Yeah, totally.
The water goes on. Lottie starts barking. Like, I don't know if I have a time for that. I am similarly like, you know, I know this is bad. I'm also not taking any steps to change it. That's why when I always tell people to use Rakuten for like cashback, it's like one of those cashback sites. People are like, yeah, but aren't they taking your data? And I'm like, do you know your phone listens to you? Like, I'm like, what do you care about your data?
Everything take our data?
Yes. I'm like, I give a ton of information to my iPhone and they don't send me a check 4 times a year. So Rakuten's fine.
It's definitely one of those things of, it's like wearing sunscreen and like, it's like, yes, I know. I understand that you can prove why it's better if I do this thing, but that doesn't mean that that's going to compel me to do it.
Wow. That is a compelling argument for me to continue to make you try to wear sunscreen. You're like, it's just like sunscreen. I'm like, nope, it's not. It is not knowing how we're being spied on by your phone is exactly not the same as wearing sunscreen. But I like how you tried to throw that in there. You were like,
is it not the same thing?
Potato, potato. Some people wear sunscreen.
So that's why I started smoking cigarettes.
People don't. Exactly.
Because it's like,
It's just like smoking a pack a day. You know, some people say, hey, this isn't good, but I say, hey, it's great. And we're just, you know, whatever happened, rugged individualism and freedom, yeah, individual, I mean, freedom. This is America.
It's our personal right. We're all smoking something, and I'm going to smoke cigarettes.
And I'm smoking Marlboro Reds.
I'm getting really into smoking cigarettes. It's my new thing. Wow, my year's resolution is to become a smoker.
That'll be the next episode. Yeah, exactly. What are you getting in? What's your new hobby this year? Oh, smoking cigarettes.
Super into smoking
I cigarettes. Cannot wait to see the Hue light bulb heads light up, no pun intended,
sound off
in the Facebook group, because you know that, like, I would probably venture to guess at least half of the group uses some sort of smart bulb, and there's going to be hacks, and there's going to be what they're going to do. They're going to have like favorite lighting schemes, and they're going to tell us them, and that's exciting to me. But yeah, I guess mine isn't that exciting, because mine is like the opposite. It's like battery operated lamp.
No, that's great. It's totally cozy. What are you talking about?
It is really cozy.
I have other cozy things too.
Tell me.
Okay. To me, this is like the quickest shortcut to coziness. It is the Urban Outfitters Amped Fleece Throw Blanket.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm sending you a link in the chat. We have three of them, in fact.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, it's on sale.
It's on sale. Right now it only comes in two colors, like an orangey color and kind of an off-white color, but they often will like restock, and there's like a blue and a lavender. They're just like incredibly soft and cozy, like, and fluffy, and they're a nice size. And what I like about them especially is that they're not too heavy, but they do provide warmth. They're just kind of the perfect amount of thickness.
Do they shed? Seeing –
no.
Oh, great. A lot of blankets shed. A lot of blankets shed.
Oh, really?
Sally, so it's literally on sale for $23.
It is?
Yes. It was $59. I just added one to my cart to see. But then it was $59 marked down to like $45. But then it also had a 50% off next to it. So I added it to my cart and it's $22. And I'm going to buy in sand, because I need a throw.
You should definitely – the other thing I'm seeing is that it looks like they sell amped fleece pillows.
I am amped. Which, wow.
Just on the strength of the blanket alone, I would totally get one. But yeah, I'm so glad it's on sale. That's exciting. It's a good steal, because they're normally like $50 or $60.
That is a real – they're like literally a $60 blanket. So this is why I am so happy. This is why I like doing – I like getting to record the show. Obviously, it's not live, because now I'm like, all right, well, at least I'm going to get to buy it. I don't know what the sale is going to look like by the time the episode comes back. And I know that doesn't help you out there very much, but, you know, you got to get your yayas where you can, I guess.
You can. It'll help people to feel good about what you got.
I agree. Yeah. And I think my happiness is – everyone's biggest priority.
That's what it's all about.
Do you have the yellow one or the one in color sand?
We have one in sand. Mm. Then we also have a blue one and kind of a grayish one.
Nice.
And they also come in like a lavender and a blue. I just think they're not – they come in and out of stock.
I love that.
But just super fluffy, super soft, like just – yeah, just like extreme coziness.
Ooh, that's so exciting, because I actually am in the market for a throw blanket. The house does get really cold. Oh yeah, because it's a presidency sale. Is what I just said.
Oh,
it's a President's Day sale as we're recording this. Of course, President's Day will be over by the time this episode comes out. But all of that to say is that, you know, when a site does a big President's Day sale, you can bet your bottom dollar they will be doing a big, you know, Easter weekend sale. Like these, if this site's a site says, hey, we're doing this sale, they're doing all the sales. So if you want to wait, you can probably wait.
This is also a really good gift. Like, I've given this to people who are like, you know, are recovering from surgery or had COVID, or just like a nice like housewarming gift, because it's just cozy.
If I were you, and because I know you have storage, you should buy a few at the sale price.
Oh, and just like keep them
as like when you have to have a gift, you have a gift.
That's sad.
Right. It's two for 90 and you don't have to replace these blankets for many years.
They last for 25
they
years.
They last for 25 years. I'm Everyone literally has. Buying this immediately. They're charging me for shipping and now I'm thinking, now I'm going to fall for the old, well, I'll save money if I add more to my cart.
Why? What's the minimum for shipping?
I think it might be, let's see, free shipping. Oh, no, actually, there is no minimum. They just pick different items that they're going to give you free shipping on. Home is not one of them. But I'm going to see if there's anything else I want on sale for the home. Urban Outfitters has actually really cute home stuff. I sort of wrote them off for a while because I was like, I kind of had them in the Forever 21 zone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay, like this was of a time for me and now it's, but totally. But I think that they have grown with their core audience.
Yeah, I think so too. They definitely have like, not, it's not all, like a lot of it is like cheesy, like looks like it's the kind of thing that's on every college common room. Like
totally. But you know what? So is every store. I mean, I you know.
A lot of it is really cute though, mm-hmm. I think. I'm pro.
Yeah, pro UO. Mm-hmm. They have like, oh, wow. I love these like rattan dining chairs. And of course, like even Urban Outfitters is like, yeah, we know, bitch. They're $600. I was like hoping it'd be like this thing for $90. Two for 90 is a thing I'd love to pay. But then you get your right. But then you kind of are reminded of your own mortality because like I just scrolled past a eggplant, aka penis emoji. Bath mat and I was like yeah I'm too old Oof. For that like I can't put that in my bathroom.
That's a toughie.
As you get older, you know, if you're gonna have a penis bath mat, it has to be a real anatomically correct penis.
I think that like for no age is it appropriate. Yeah. I'd say everyone just go ahead and skip the penis bath mat.
I say don't listen to Sally if that's what your heart desire. Sally, through a palette of very bright kitchen lighting, does not get to determine whether you have a penis bath mat or not. Okay? Rugged individualism, what happened to it?
You don't want to take decorating advice from someone whose kitchen is lit like a
scalpel.
The doctor's office.
Scalpel. Yeah. Gauze, please. I love that so much. Okay, this blanket is in my cart. I will be checking out shortly. I am going to buy like one Hue light bulb because I'm going to get the one with all the works. I'm going to do the one that's connected to Alexa. Like give me the $130 one light bulb deal.
I love that.
And I want to see what it can do because I know, like I said, when that Facebook group lights up with the lighting – I'm going to be inspired and I might as well just get it out of the way now because you know they're coming.
Yeah, just get it now so that once you get the advice, you're ready to do it.
Have you had any cozy fails, Sally? Anything you bought to cozify the home that did not work out for you? And we did not prepare for this question. I'm just throwing this at you. So I got to know.
Damn, the other thing I was going to recommend, it's like it's saying their web server is down. Well. So I guess I won't recommend that. I don't even know what that means.
Their Hue light bulbs came. They're changing out their light bulbs.
They're changing out their light bulbs. It's that time. Oh, it's on Amazon though. The Unhide Squish faux fur pillow. Do you know these, Caroline?
No. What the heck is that?
Hold on. I got one for Andrea. I'm going to send you a link to Amazon because their website isn't working. No problem. But it's a really big – so this isn't a fail. This was actually a success.
This is a
I got
win.
This for Andrea. Yeah, I got this like a couple years ago for like a birthday or something. And it's just – it's a big faux fur soft pillow. Mm-hmm. And Andrea really likes like anything incredibly soft. And she especially likes faux fur.
Expensive.
And – it's expensive. Yeah. It was like a capstone gift for like a birthday.
Yes. Yes.
I will say, I feel like there's a 98% chance that you can get this exact thing much cheaper with like a generic brand. I think this is one of those things that I got an Instagram ad for and just like went ahead and bought it.
I think that's fine. I stand with you on that. You know, it's still keeping its shape or whatever. Like there's a you know what I mean? Like there's a reason then you pay
a little
bit more. Because I don't know if like a cheaper version would have lasted that long. My question is like, do the cats make biscuits on this? Because like this is the kind of pillow that my cats would try to have sex with.
They don't really. Mm.
Lucky.
No, they pretty much leave it alone.
Wow.
It's a big pillow. It's definitely one of those ones that we actually sleep with it on the bed, but I feel like you would be like under – it would be under – standable to like take it off the bed because it's really big. Okay. But it's just like a nice cozy piece to have.
Nice.
I can't think of any fails though.
Like, I guess the fail would have been like trying to get bulk lights and then ending up with a fluorescent.
Major fail.
Major. I mean, I feel bad for it, but I really just feel like you are punishing yourself. You don't need to.
I want to see you part
with these lights. I really do.
Well, one of them actually burned out over the weekend, which I was thrilled by.
Your 25 years are up. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a huge day for me. Do you have any cozy fails?
No, you know, the other thing, I don't. The other thing that I was going to, if I do, then I've returned it. There's nothing I'm living with that mm-hmm. I failed, you know. The other thing, I went full Ruggable recently. Mm-hmm. I had been holding off for a long time and I'm like, damn, it was a good idea. I really like Ruggable.
Yeah. So what's the deal? It's like they're affordable and there's a lot of them. Or so like, I don't know.
What's no, you're like they're free and there are many.
They're free rugs.
They are. I just got excited and like everything just came crashing down. They're washable rugs.
Wait, washable? Like in the washing machine?
That's right, Sally. You heard me correctly. They are washable rugs. Yeah. So I bought two. I bought one as our like kitchen mat. So they have. So there's a rug. It's like it's like two parts. And one is like the rug pad that has like these Velcro like corners essentially. And then there's the rug and it's thin, but it's like well made and they connect to the corners and you can just like peel it off and throw it in the washing machine. What? I did a lot of research before I went because they're not inexpensive. They like to, you know, wow. Are you paying $148 for a bath mat? In another life, I would have said absolutely not. But here I am because mm-hmm. bath mats also the Ruggable solves a problem for me with bath mats, which is that bath mats get smelly quickly. You're washing them constantly. They never look mm-hmm. that good after you wash them. So I went to the Ruggable route. They mm-hmm. have two different styles of mat of padding. And so for the kitchen one, so these are like 2x4 like little rugs. Like one is for like okay. the sink. So I'm standing on it when I'm doing dishes. And I got the mm-hmm. one with like extra padding. So it's like a little bit more nice on mm-hmm. my back.
Yeah.
Because my back is suffering a death every time I wash a fork. And then mm-hmm. I got a bath rug and like. What I did, my research shows that like unless you have a really heavy duty washing machine, big load kind of thing, you're going to have a hard time cleaning the biggest area rugs.
Let me tell you something. I broke a laundromat washing machine washing just a regular bath mat.
What?
Because
how?
Because they get so heavy with water.
Yeah.
Because they're made to absorb.
Yes.
That it's too much for the machine and it can break them. So you're really – there's like – I was reading a whole article that a guy who repairs washing machines wrote about it. You're not really supposed to put bath mats in the washing machine unless they're what you're talking about, which sounds like they were actually made with the idea of being able to wash them.
This changes everything because sometimes my washing machine gets finicky when I put in my bathrobe, which of course you need to wash. But like it has a hard time with towels because I guess the towels are like so absorbent.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this article changed my life. I wish I'd seen it before I broke a washing machine in the apartment building we lived in Brooklyn. But what can you do?
What happened when you did that?
Were you sued? No one could use that washing machine. Andrea sued me. She served me. No, like I tried to wash the bath mat. It broke. The door locked. It wouldn't open. And so the laundry room, which normally had three working washers, which was – or maybe four, which was already not enough for the entire building, actually had one fewer because they came and it was on a weekend. So
did you own
it?
Because I would have been like, I went to the washing machine and it was already like this and it wasn't me.
No, I owned it. Oh, I mean, it's hard to deny because it's like a thing that you own is inside it.
Your big bath mat that says this is Sally's bath mat was in
that
there.
That says property of Sally Tamarkin. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's kind of a really – bananas life hack that like a bath mat is going to make life difficult sometimes.
There are other things. I'll see if I can find this article. And because he listed the things that will do that. I think maybe like certain kinds of comforters.
Well, adding insult to injury to like show up to fix the washing machine and be like, do you know how wrong you are? Here are all the other things that yeah. you could be
You know
wrong
you broke
about.
This, right?
You broke this. And I'm going to tell you how else you could break this. Well, then you need a ruggable bath mat, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like we do.
I haven't washed the bath mat yet, but it's all the same material. I did wash the kitchen rug because I spilled something on it. And then the other thing too is like the second you spill something on these rugs, it mm-hmm. all starts to make sense. You're like, and now I can just.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because you're like, and now I can just wash it.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to get out the little green.
Though I am not washing. We don't have a washing machine strong enough for an area rug. So even though I have a ruggable area rug, I don't know if I will, like, if I need to actually get it washed, I'm going to have to send it out professionally. And I can imagine.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
like a whole bottle of wine spills. It's like, okay, now the rug isn't far gone, but I also can't wash it in my house.
Yeah, 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 totally. I feel like that's the deal for most big rugs. You got to just like send it out.
I love that you were like, what's the deal with ruggable? They're cheap and there are a lot of them. I'm like, yeah, that's
I knew people were really into it for some reason, but I didn't know what. And I figured they were just like really reasonably priced and you could get it like lots of different colors and patterns.
There's tons of different colors they do. I got a Jonathan Adler collab one. I got like a Iris. What's her name? You know, Iris, the fashion icon with the. Oh my God. I'm gonna.
I don't.
Iris Apfel. I'm like Iris Apatow. No, Iris Apfel. She is, you know, Iris Apfel. Google Iris mm-hmm. Apfel. You will remember her, that face. She is like, she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the big glasses. She's like mm-hmm. a real fashionista. She's like 100 years old. And they're really pretty and they wash really well. Yeah, she's 102 years old. She'll be turning 102 Damn. This year and she's still alive. And it's because okay, she Iris. Dresses so well. I know, go off queen. she was a model. She's a businesswoman, interior designer. There are some really great documentaries about her. So if you're ever in a doc mood, she's just cool. Imagine like
yeah,
being
she seems
this
really cool,
you know?
I can't.
Here's the thing. That I'm trying to figure out what – either we're going to kill her, either she'll be dead by the time this episode comes
oh,
out,
shit.
Or she's going to milkshake yeah. duck. And the last year of her life or whatever will be like, oh, Iris Apfel, she was actually terrible. And I'm
yeah,
hoping
she, yeah.
we don't have that power, you know, for this time.
I guess this is the real test.
It really is.
Of the limits of our power.
Well, we really went hard on the cozy. And mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the light bulbs and the deals that you're going to get on these light bulbs. I'm actually going to cruise the Urban Outfitters home section for a while today because now I'm really inspired by the blanket.
Nice.
And yeah. The pillow is interesting because – I do wonder if there's something to buying the expensive version over like – because I know Target sells pillows like this and they're definitely in like the 30 to 40 range. But
definitely not $75.
But I wonder yeah. if – what's inside these pillows? Or is there any sort of inner
– That's like asking me how light bulbs
well,
work.
Well, I'm asking.
I couldn't tell you.
Can't, I want you to dissect the $75 pillow.
Electricity.
Ooh.
Is in there.
Yeah, that's where you plug your light bulbs into the pillows and that's how
– Exactly.
They last so long. Wonderful. I love it. I'm going to give you a little bit of a clue as to what I want to tell you about in our next episode, which is that I bought something and it rhymes with schmushmalt shap shoes. That's right. I bought adult tap shoes to get back.
What?
I did. Did you not know
oh
it,
my
what
God,
rhymed
I'm
with schmushmalt
so
shap shoes?
That was taking me a second. I'm not going to lie.
I tapped as a kid and I thought, you know, I've been taking voice lessons and I want to tell you about that. But I had a 2023 goal to just sort of have a few things that I wasn't ever really trying to monetize because I think millennials got really screwed as like the you can do anything generation and then everyone's just trying to make a hobby. Yeah. I'm not trying to go to Broadway. I'm not going to star in Stomp because I think Stomp just closed. Though I would have tried. And I think I'm going to get back
but otherwise
into
you would
tapping.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I love this.
So
you're getting back into tap. I'm taking up cigarette yeah. smoking. This is a huge year for both of us.
They even gave me a good deal. I could get both tap shoes, you know, for $40. And they are going to last me 25 years. I can tell you that much. So I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to announce to everyone now, the next episode you hear from Sally and I is going to be based on the hobbies, the cigarette smoking and the not wearing sunscreen. The hobbies that we are getting into or taking interest in or want to get into. So Sally, think about your answers. I'm going to come with my,
I have one in mind already.
I can't wait. Is it chain smoking or do you feel like we already know about that?
It's something you can do while chain smoking.
Woo! And that is my big criteria for doing anything. Can I chain smoke during this? And guess what? You can during tap dance because that's the dance of feet. My hands are free. I can smoke.
Your hands
while
are free. That's why people take up tap, so they can keep their hands free for cigarettes.
I actually have a big embroidered piece of art that says you can smoke while you tap, and that is going to be framed over the bed.
I like this direction.
Of course, we will link to everything we talked about in the show notes. As always, we never let you down. We're going to link to Sally's Cameo and the TikTok, and you're gonna see how that photographer moves. She has she has bendy limbs. And let us know your experiences with Hue light bulbs and also with being litigious against your partner if they don't unpack the car for you. Because
tell us about all those.
I want to dream that into reality, especially.
Yeah.
And if I
that's another thing that we are gonna manifest.
Exactly. And if Iris Apfel has hurt you or your family in any way, I actually don't want to know about it because
don't tell us.
All right, we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Sally, talk to you soon. And as always, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Caroline.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.